a gigantic submarine called the Nautilus, piloted by the daring adventurer Captain Nemo, picked up the castaways. The crew of the submarine also included the missing Professor Aronnax. In the days that followed, our heroes won the trust and friendship of the eccentric Captain Nemo, and together saved the ship and crew from the wrath of a giant squid. When we last saw Phileas Fogg and his friends, they had gathered on the bridge and stood speechless before the splendor of the sight that met them at the bottom of the sea. Sunken palaces of white marble, wide streets and slender statues emerging from the silt at the bottom. It is precisely this scene before which I now raise the curtain.
Lady, gentlemen, it seems we have just discovered Atlantis.
Are you sure? Atlantis? That's just a myth.
Well, Mrs. Fogg, some history has become a myth for us in the mists of the past. But that there does not look like a myth at all. That out there is reality.
Ouch!
Passepartout, what's the matter with you?
Nothing, sir. Everything's fine. I just had to pinch myself for a moment, because I assumed I was dreaming.
Now at the least, Mr.